Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. How about some Disneyland tickets? We have tickets for Disneyland. And all you have to do is take the word vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, to RadioAlice.com. Go to the contest page, enter vacation in at RadioAlice.com. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize vacation, which is amazing. It's a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is vacation. Vacation, all I ever wanted.
That's what I thought of.
Vacation, got to get away. Is that the Go-Go's video where they have the
water skiing?
Yeah, the water skiing. Mm-hmm. So good. Vacation.
I like the Go-Go's. I'm a fan.
Great. I'm going to start with those of you who have a Peloton, which I know there are people here on this show with a Peloton. You get a special treat this Halloween. Do you guys use it all the time still?
I haven't been using it lately.
I will jump on the
treadmill. She does. Oh. I will jump on our treadmill when time allows, but as you can see, I'm not my most fit self at the moment.
Oh, you look very manly.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Like really ripped and stuff.
Don't. You know that's not happening.
Anyway, if you're a Peloton member, I don't really know much about it, but I've heard from you. It sounds like you buy programs. You can buy like classes that are on there. There's maybe a subscription element here.
I didn't do the subscription. Christina did, but there is a monthly fee, just like you join a gym. And then not only do they do the classes or the...
So there's a camera and you're riding through somewhere and someone is giving you encouragement and...
There's absolutely that, but there's also other programs on that Peloton screen that might not even involve the bike itself.
Oh, as in just ride this bike while you watch this program.
Well, no, more like you could also do some weightlifting and some other stretches, and there's a bunch of stuff on there.
Okay. Well, one of the things I have available for Peloton members this Halloween is 3 official Friday the 13th themed classes. You can select these and you pedal to survive Jason Voorhees in Camp Crystal Lake. So this is a whole Friday the 13th thing. The Peloton instructors have turned into camp counselors and they help guide members through high intensity classes where rumors about Jason's next victims run rampant. It's sort of fun. You're like in an adventure. It's a 30-minute bike ride, a 30-minute boot camp, and a 10-minute meditation. Is that sound normal?
Like what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the boot camp part doesn't involve the bike. That's probably some other
stuff. So you're not even on the bike when you do that part.
I wouldn't think.
Okay, so it's a 30-minute bike ride, a 30-minute boot camp, and a 10-minute each one of them, I guess. Or maybe these are the 3 official themed classes and a 10-minute meditation. The meditation focuses on breathing techniques, facing your demons, and finding calm in scary times.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. There's also, you get a shirt with Jason and the Peloton.
If you can get over the whole, I'm going to do a meditation directed by some person on a screen. If you can get over that, you will benefit from it. I promise you. You will, like, the whatever it is, the breathing, or if they get you on a sort of a mantra of some kind that actually lets you, allows you to clear your head. It's, I used to meditate quite a bit, and I, it's a hard because your head will just go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, 5 minutes into it, there you are, I think, grinding on the thing from work when you
that
realize,
you were trying to forget.
What am I doing?
Right, and
you
have exactly.
To, but that's sort of the thing is you go off path, you got to bring yourself back and just, it's not about you failed. It's about get back on track.
It actually, it sounds so great to have your mind be empty. I just,
it's hard.
I always try to do that one. I think you brought it up on the show where they tell soldiers to picture like a velvet curtain, a black velvet curtain. You can't see anything but that. And on it, it says, don't think. And that's your mantra. Don't think. And I'll don't try and don't think myself to sleep. And, but I wind up thinking.
You do.
Yeah.
That's because that's, it's harder than you think.
It's really
And that's
hard.
Why people give up on meditation because they find themselves going, I can't do it.
But imagine if you could find a moment of quiet with just nothing assaulting your senses and no spinning tops in your head. Oh, it just sounds so good. Mm. I think that's why people do drugs. Anyway, Peloton, Halloween. Just, you know, clear your head.
I think you're right.
I do.
That's the easier version of meditation.
Right. Let me just see if I can get this turned off. Sometimes it doesn't work.
I'm home. Fix me a drink. Right?
I'm going to get some meditation in. I wanted to tell you a couple things. As you know, there's football on tonight. But if there's something else that maybe I put the trailers for both of these up. The fourth season of The Witcher premieres tonight on Netflix.
No way!
Yes. Liam Hemsworth is taking over the Henry Cavill role that, you know, Geralt. Is that how you say his name? Is Geralt? Geralt. Of Rivia. As soon as I saw this, I'm like, oh, gotta send the trailer over to my family. Like, Riley and John are such huge Witcher fans.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, I read a review of this new season, and they're like, this guy is The Witcher. Like, you're going to love him, Liam. This is Liam Hemsworth, who I think is best. I don't know a lot of other things he's been in, but he was Gale in The Hunger Games, and I thought he was okay. My Hemsworth.
He's not Thor?
No, that's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
He's my Hemsworth of choice.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
But Liam, in the makeup and the white hair and the whole Witcher outfit, he actually really looks like Thor.
Is Liam Cyrus?
Yes.
Liam Cyrus. Okay.
Yes. Ex. Got it. Miley Cyrus's ex. So he's taking over and the reviews are really good for this. So I did put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. Lawrence Fishburne is also joining the cast as a powerful vampire ally named Regis.
Okay. I'm not.
Did I say ally? It's an ally.
Oh, you did Jesus. Say ally. I don't know the show at all. Never seen it.
It's goofy af. Like, I tried to watch it. I watched the first few episodes and I kind of looked around the room like, we hate this, right? This is stupid.
Oh.
Because Henry Cavill was in it. And I'm like, I totally want to watch it. And my son and my husband look at me like, what? I'm like, okay, enjoy.
It's
and
they goofy?
It was so stupid and goofy. And just dumb. But they like walk around playing the songs from it, and just, you know, they laugh about it. They
people,
love it.
People like stuff.
No, they are free to watch it.
And they
it.
Let you, you know, chase all the pokies.
Yeah, they well, John fact, chased with me. Come on.
Well, that's
John
true.
John was into that.
The only goofy thing about it is the bard who plays the goofy songs. I don't think there's anything else. The Witcher doesn't crack one joke the whole three seasons that are out.
Yeah, I only saw a few episodes and went, this is not for me. And I'm in this, you know, the dark underworld, the supernatural. And I was just like, this is dumb.
I love it.
Cheesy.
It was like everything's cheesy if you think too hard about it.
Boy, you really don't like the way I think about things.
No, just movies, I think.
And obviously TV shows. Anyway,
well, yeah.
The Witcher. Liam Hemsworth is the new Henry Cavill.
I'll be watching.
I know you will. I did it for you and for two people who aren't listening, my son and my husband. But I did send them the trailer.
Well,
this
we
morning.
Enjoyed the argument. That was very great. Fun to listen
Good.
To.
Another it. Trailer I threw up today, the streaming premiere on Peacock of Jurassic World Rebirth. This is the Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali lead the team to gather DNA from a research facility used for the original Jurassic Park.
And then what will happen?
Oh, there'll be dinosaurs.
Oh, I
guarantee
see.
You
All
there'll
right.
be some peril. I love in the trailer, I don't know if it's this trailer or not. I just threw up the trailer that was included in the story. I didn't look at it because I saw the trailer where, you know, the only person who can get us into the facility is Scarlett Johansson. Like, of course.
I wonder, and I'm not trying to say you should go find this, but that I was thinking about as you were mentioning the newest Jurassic Park movie. I loved that book.
Yes.
That's before the movies ever yes. came out. I'd read that book by Michael
Incredible
Crichton.
Incredible book.
It's a great book. And I wonder, his estate must be making a mountain of money off these movies, right?
If they signed the right kind of deal, I guess if you signed all the rights away for whatever they paid for them in the 90s, maybe you're like, oh no.
There's a chance they're still
no
making Jurassic Park movies and the family of Michael Crichton is not being paid?
You would hope that they were.
Sheesh.
But who knows? Maybe they sold off all the rights. Yeah, buy the rights to the franchise.
Well, don't you think if you're going to, you know, 17 movies in that you'd be able to renegotiate? Like, it doesn't make
I have no idea.
Man,
how
that book
stuff
was so good.
So good. And actually, I really like the first two Jurassic Park movies. The third one is the one where Chris Pratt and Opie's daughter. Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's the one.
Thank you. They're in that one. And I think they're in the fourth one as well. And I did watch the third one.
I fell
one,
off of all those.
But
I
the
don't
fourth
know.
One, we started it, and I'm like, surprise. This is not a good movie.
It's cheesy. The
it's
acting's
so,
cheesy. So bad.
So bad.
By the way, supposedly Michael Crichton's estate does still make money because they still own the copyright to
Jurassic
Park. Oh, good.
Well, there you go.
Great news.
Good for them.
Yes, good
what
for them.
What is the net worth of the Michael Crichton estate?
Nobody knows.
All right. So there's that. Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry. He's bonkers for her.
Well.
Is the... He calls her the perfect woman.
Aw, wait, that's sweet.
He was a married guy for a while, right? Yeah. While he was Prime Minister of Canada. So he finds himself single, and she does. This isn't his first since his wife.
I have no idea, actually. I don't know if he... I don't... I remember
he
that
is
they...
He for
did,
her.
Yeah.
They
oh,
just
yeah.
split.
Right? They broke well as...
Yeah,
we have
as
no
much
idea,
as we know,
right.
right.
But I think over the summer they went to a dinner or a lunch, and then we didn't see them together again until it feels like just recently all that stuff surfaced on her yacht, I think off the coast of Santa Barbara. Sounds so good, doesn't it?
Santa Barbara is beautiful.
So Justin Trudeau, Katy Perry, they rolled out, I think this is in Paris. There it is. They made their first public appearance together this week at Paris's famed Crazy Horse Cabaret to celebrate her birthday. And the source is saying, they have such a sparkle for each other. He's crazy about her and thinks she's the perfect woman. They are simpatico on everything, including politics, kids, and French food.
It's weird how that happens in the beginning.
Yeah.
Can you hold that? That's the point.
Right.
That's the question.
You gotta have some depth. They had an instant connection when they first started seeing each other. And he was seen, I think they had that lunch, and then he went to her Lifetime's tour stop at Montreal's Belle Centre.
You get backstage passes, I wonder?
Backstage? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what she's into.
You think she just pointed out into the audience and had her people grab him up?
That one.
Isn't that what you used to do?
Maybe.
You used to do that.
Well, if I saw a guy I thought was cute, I'd be like, give that guy a backstage pass.
She'd have someone go get the guy and get him a pass.
That's so rock and roll of you.
Yeah, I know.
She had a period.
It was fun.
Of time.
Oh boy, this.
No, not this. I'm just saying she was a rock star and was pulling boys right out of the men right out of the audience.
Let's go with men. I just lost connection to my mouse, but I did read this story earlier, so I'm going to tell you what I know about
Great.
It. Dakota, oh, there it is. Phew. Dakota Johnson, I just thought this was a funny story. She revealed her biggest red flag about men. She's broken up with Chris Martin of Coldplay fame. And they've been together for like 8 years.
Okay.
They broke up in, their split was confirmed in June. And so she's on, looks like a YouTube show, Vogue's Question series on, yes.
They were never married.
They were just
together, and they don't have kids.
Who did we just see that he's dating now?
Someone pretty young.
Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I'll look while you tell the story.
Sophie Turner.
Oh, right. Sansa Stark. Yes. That's not bad.
I saw something where he said the headline, it's just the headline, so I don't even know the story. He'd said, my ex has to okay Sansa Stark before I'm allowed to continue. And I'm assuming that's the mother of the children, not Dakota.
Got it.
I would also assume that.
Right.
I was thinking Dakota, but you're right. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. Although why she would get a veto power.
Because it's her kids that the woman's going to be around. What if she's a psycho?
Oh, you know? Yeah, I guess you don't want psychos around your kids.
You want someone that is going to respect the rules that are in place, not someone who's going to be like, your dad's not here. Have a hit of this dube. You know what I mean?
Like practically the same age.
You want to know that this person's going to respect all that stuff.
And actually, Apple, I think Apple's the first one and then Moses is the second one, the two kids that they have. She just released a music video. Did you see any of this?
The little girl did?
She's not a little girl. She's like 20 something years old now, I think. Maybe
I saw 18. Apple singing on stage at a bar.
It was not good. But apparently, this was, I don't know. I just didn't get to the story. It was a couple days ago. It was like.
Is it better than Coldplay?
Well, no, it wasn't. She was on stage with, hold on.
Wait.
I have it here somewhere.
Coldplay has been on a world tour for like 10 straight years.
They're the best band of all time.
Oh my
God, I know.
I agree. They're the best band of all time. Apple Martin releases a music video after Nepo Baby singing was slammed as off-key drunken karaoke performance. This is the headline.
Okay, so she had a couple and had some fun.
No, she was performing in Nashville. They call it her debut gig. She was with this song is with a band called Jade Street. It's Jade Street Satellites with Apple Martin. And having watched somebody's phone video of this, it's a little different than the recorded version.
Oh boy.
But listen, she's a young lady. I don't know how old she is. Maybe she's like 18. Let me see. 21. She's 21.
I feel like if you record most bands playing in a basement bar, it's not going to sound very good.
No. And video also never sounds good.
Exactly. And it also is a very hard place to sing. Like I feel like there's a lot of noise, right?
Because
the acoustics are weird.
Everybody's yelling and I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
So do you believe she'll be a pop star at some point?
If she wants to be a pop star, if she really wants it, she'll definitely be a pop star. Huh? She's hot AF. She's 21.
Come look at this picture of her. Her
dad might know a record label guy or two.
He might. She does look like Gwyneth a lot. But in this picture where she's singing, she's got her eyes closed. And she's the spitting image of her mom. Mm-hmm.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Apple. Apple's a cute little name.
I'm rooting for Apple. Okay. People have been making fun of her since the day she was born.
Because her name's Apple?
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, back to Dakota Johnson, who dated Apple's dad for 8 years after he broke up with Gwyneth Paltrow.
What's the story?
Well, it'd be a good one for you. You know, when I started this story, I had like 4 minutes to fit it in, and now I'm looking at the clock going, uh-oh. Dakota Johnson's biggest red flag is men who wear flip-flops in public. Run!
I saw this and it reminded me of when I brought up on the show that it's a thing that men aren't supposed to wear flip-flops, and not a single person who listens to the show agreed with me because we live in California.
Right.
That must near be the it. Beach.
I don't think everybody's lives a beach lifestyle, but I do think that flip-flops are pretty typical. Like I can see someone in the city though, here in the city, like you're going to wear sandals out on the city streets.
Yeah.
What are you, disgusting? I can see that, I guess, and especially because style and fashion in big cities is often a bigger deal.
Yeah.
But if you're at the beach, people wear flip-flops. Well, that's just such a dumb thing to say. Like,
I think she's talking about this sound. Men who wear flip-flops in public sounds like they went to the grocery store in these. They went out to dinner in these. Because who doesn't have flip-flops?
I mean,
you just put them on.
It's fine. I think that we all have different ideas of what's ick.
Yeah.
And I guess for her, that's an ick. To me, sandals.
What's coming up?
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week and more after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bob's Movie Club, 6 o'clock in the morning next Thursday. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is The Family Stone. It's like a holiday-themed movie.
I never heard of it, but I will find it and watch.
So she told me the synopsis of it, and I've definitely seen it. I believe I really liked it. There's one scene in that movie that has really stuck with me through the years.
Okay.
The Family Stone. Get yourself caught up on that one and join us a week from today and be ready to let us know what you think of The Family Stone on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Take a moment to stop and smell the roses at the City of Fremont's Rose Garden.
Oh.
Nestled in California Nursery Historical Park.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation, this beautiful space is just one example of how they're helping our Bay Area communities bloom. Visit FremontBank.com.
Did you do that?
She found all the.
That's great.
All kinds of little sounders.
That's great news. Mm. All right. Here's what's happening. So it should be partly cloudy today and a high of 75 degrees. Time changes this coming weekend. I'll be repeating that and then moving on. But it does change this weekend.
Okay.
Ravens at Dolphins tonight, 5:15 game time. It's the NFL on Prime. Mm. Okay, these are fun, and I don't know how I missed it, but some things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay.
I usually like have these on a Monday, and it's just been a weird week. Here's one.
Okay.
Stormtrooper was the hot Halloween costume. A Fandango poll found it the most popular costume inspired by a 2015 movie, The Force Awakens.
Oh.
It had come out.
We were all very, remember that? Like, it was, oh, wow.
Star Wars is back, baby.
There was Star Wars everything. You could get Star Wars Q-tips. You could get Star Wars chicken nuggets. You could get Star Wars.
I want all those.
It was amazing.
Mm.
What a time to be alive.
Well, it's a whole, imagine that. That's a whole other revenue stream. Just stuff associated to the movie that's already raking it in.
Yep.
Huge. Starbucks debuted the Frappula, a play on the Dracula Frappuccino. I don't ever drink that kind of stuff.
I don't recall having even heard of that.
I have a kid, though, that will go, I'll have pancakes with whipped cream.
Oh.
And the waiter or waitress will always go, you got it, you little cutie.
Mm.
Who eats that? Anybody?
Kids?
Yeah, I guess.
I think I love whipped cream.
I love whipped cream.
There's this coffee shop near my house that it's only open on the weekends, and almost every Saturday I go, and they have amazing homemade whipped cream. Mm. So I get a drink called a black and tan. It's a cold brew with this whipped cream on top, and I eat the whipped cream, and then it slowly melts into the coffee. Oh, delectable.
You get a whipped cream coffee.
Yeah, in a pumpkin.
Oh my God, in a pumpkin?
Okay.
Is this the same place?
No, she's just jiving us. She's just being a... Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's something about whipped cream, though. The real stuff, like homemade whipped cream.
You too.
Yeah, not you?
No.
Really? Would you... You wouldn't... So if you were eating like pumpkin pie, you wouldn't put a big dollop of whipped cream on top?
No.
Oh. You should try it.
I don't... No. I don't need more things to be like, oh, great, now I'm into this.
When I make my own whipped cream at home, I take the...
You make whipped cream or John makes whipped cream?
I make whipped cream, please. Because you know why? John puts too much sugar in. I like a pinch of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I really just want whipped cream. So I freeze the, what is it, like an aluminum bowl with steel bowl, whatever. Put that in the freezer. And then I put the beaters that I'm going to stick in my electric mixer. And I put those in there. And so I start with really cold stuff. And then I pour in the cream. Whiz it up. So good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
2015's most influential teenagers. Time magazine listed
influential teenagers. Who could they be? They've got to all be like actual influencers.
Well, 2015, that was a little.
2015.
So this 10 years ago.
Okay.
10 all things, right. But I'm not going to do all 10.
Greta Thunberg.
Time magazine's list included Nobel Peace Prize recipient Malala.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe she was an Afghani girl.
She was shot trying to go to school.
Yep. I could
Can't
be wrong
girls going to school.
About her country of origin,
I
though.
I think she's Afghani.
Okay, well, I that's who that is. Okay. As well as Kendall and Kylie Jenner and Jaden Smith.
Oh.
Well, there's a...
Well, they're all still around.
Gang for you.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's 1989 album spent a full year in the top 10 in 2015.
Mm.
It was Malala is Pakistani, by the way.
Oh, there you
go.
We
had it wrong.
Thank you.
I was very sure.
My apologies. I was guessing. Taylor Swift's 1989 album spent a full year in the top 10. It was just the fifth album to spend its first year in the top 10 of the Billboard 200 album chart.
Oh.
I don't know the others, so I can't help you with that.
I wasn't going to ask. Okay, it felt like a fast fact.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those where you go, I don't know. A Florida man named Kevin Sutton camped out in front of his local Best Buy for 33 days before the big day, the Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
He wanted to land a deal on a new TV. I'm so glad we're over that now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all the companies have just said, you know what we don't want? People sleeping on our sidewalk. We're putting it online, and that's how you're going to get your deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you either are there and you get it or you don't, but you can't live in front of our store and use our bathroom all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, that seems to have stopped, but he did that. He wanted a deal on a new TV. 33 days.
It sounds like he had other issues. Because, like, how is he going to even get... He's not going to work.
Right.
You got the money to not go to work. It feels like you got the money to buy a TV.
Then candidate Donald Trump riled people up when he went on the Today Show and said... It's not been easy for me. I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Wasn't relatable, really.
I mean, I will, you know, not to ever compliment him at all, ever, but I will say I would have gone to Keggers and probably blown through that money. So good on him that he didn't just, you know, sniff it.
Right. I suppose he could have done that.
Right. Some people love the smell of that stuff so much.
$1 million worth.
Yeah. A cop showed up to a virtual court hearing with no pants on.
Oh, goodness.
On Monday, a Detroit police officer named Matthew Jackson showed up to court for a virtual Zoom hearing wearing his uniform top and badge, but he had no pants on. He wasn't sitting behind a proper table.
Oh.
And so he clearly didn't realize that they could see his legs.
Can't you? You can see yourself on a Zoom, can't you?
That's what they're saying here is that it must have either not been on or the screen was too small. Certainly we know about the, not having a clear, where are my glasses?
Right. It's
maybe
50
that's
people
it.
On this thing.
Or maybe he was trying to show people his knees. I don't know.
But you couldn't see, like, his junk or anything.
No, you didn't see his junk, but you could, the judge goes, do you have some pants on, officer? And the policeman, Matthew Jackson, said, no, sir. And then you see him fumble for the screen.
Let me just tip this up a bit.
Whoops. Yikes. Let's see here.
Well, there's worse things that have happened on Zoom, so.
China tightens the screws on influencers. You will now need to prove that you can speak on finance, health, law, or any other subject that's considered, let me find the term they use here, sensitive subjects. They want you to be, so these are, this is China.
Yeah.
And I guess they have very strict rules there. Okay. I understand they're communist. Mm. I don't really know. I've never been. But in a move that could reshape online content creation, China's introduced a new rule saying you have to have some kind of degree.
You can't just say I'm a finance expert. You've got to have something to back that up.
Yep.
It would be nice to think that the people who are influencing you are knowledgeable about the subject that they're influencing you on.
Often.
Yes.
There are people who will take to TV who have no idea, right, or have an agenda and will, yes, say stuff without even caring.
Mm.
And so I do think that's a pretty good idea. I'm China. Check them out. Check them out over there.
Yeah. You have to register to be an influencer.
It's all of the YouTube and stuff. It's a wild world out there. I was in the room while my daughter had something on, and this young lady is saying, "Oh my God, I'm so bored. Oh, I'm so bored." And I said to my daughter, "Why are you watching someone be bored? Like, you should be insulted that this person's so bored and that you're watching them be bored." And she goes, "Dad, it's a challenge. She's going to stay up all night. And so she's videoing the whole night." And I'm like, "Yeah, but she's so bored. Why are you watching her be bored?"
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
It's
though.
A challenge, Dad. I go, "Who challenged her?" "What? You can't challenge yourself to stay up all night and then record that as if it's a life or death scenario." Bob, your comments, please.
Bob has that look. She's got the look on her face.
I think there's a lot worse things she could be watching.
That is true. That's always going to be the truth. Yes. But that is a terrible thing to be watching.
Is it? Vinny watches people get their hair cut.
Yeah, that's true. No, she's got a point. She does have a point, though.
I absolutely don't. I'm
trying to stay neutral here, but
you're not trying to stay neutral at all.
I'm listening to both sides.
Took her side.
I'm trying to just decide, you know, who's making the points in this one. I'm going to give a point to Bob right now. That's one for Bob on today's show.
Don't finger gun and wink at me. Our text number is 800-400-369. There she is now.
Oh no, I was too busy serving takes. Let's see what we got here.
You're serving up a take.
All right. Well.
Jeez. Okay,
Bob.
Oh.
Sarah clearly hates movies and apparently TV shows. Can you kick her out of the movie club and replace her with me? Austin in Oakland. Austin, you're in the movie club.
Yeah, everybody who wants to be in the movie club is
in the
movie club.
Feel free to text in your opinions on next Thursday when we talk about The Family Stone.
Or DM you, right? Is that another way? Can you DM people? Can you get the DMs we get on the Alice973 Instagram? Or do you have to be on Bob?
I can, but I don't usually go. I don't usually check those.
Bob on the Waves is.
Yeah. Check me out.
Bob's Instagram. Oh, Vinny's hand.
Yeah.
I have a question. Have you ever done the self-challenge video on YouTube to for your audience? Is that something
to stay up all night?
Or any other kind of challenge?
Yeah.
No,
I challenge
I
myself to be annoying for 24 hours straight.
I do that every day.
Oh,
I wasn't saying that was, you know, I'm just suggesting challenges we could face ourselves with.
So you.
I haven't done that.
Okay.
I mean, what you were saying, I was like, oh. Interesting idea.
Just a girl moaning. I'm like, I'm so bored staying up all night. Like, I'm not trying to find any ways to fill my time.
No, she did. She left and went to the Walgreens, though, 24/7 and walked around the store by herself in the middle of the night and then was like, well, that's 1 hour. I was like, Edie, turn that off.
Oh, my God.
People like to watch other people live in their life. I don't know what to tell you. That's what we're doing. Hyper connection, thanks to social media.
We've got Disneyland tickets coming up, plus Billie Eilish and a crazy coincidence.
All right.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.